الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. We will continue with our series on deceptions of the world, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إنما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. The life of this world is a deception. My brothers, the point I want to talk about today is that among the deceptions of the world is the message that is given to us over and over again, that the solution for all our problems is wealth. That if we have money, then we can solve any problem. And that if we do not have money, then that is a problem in itself, and also we cannot solve problem. This is the message. Ke kaam maal se banta hai. Kaam jo hai, maal se banta hai. Islam hame sikhata hai ke kaam amal se banta hai, maal se nahi banta. So the reality is that problems are solved by deeds, not by wealth. Wealth may be used, provided we have the right attitude and we are using it for the right things. Then of course wealth is a tool, like energy is a tool, like time is a tool, like knowledge is a tool. But to imagine that wealth alone will solve problems, this is one of the deceptions of this world, deceptions of this life. If wealth could solve problems, and if wealth was necessary, like we believe it is, we are ibadul fulus, we are not ibadullah. We are the slaves of wealth, of money. We are not the slaves of Allah. May Allah protect us and forgive us. If that was the case, if wealth was a necessary precondition of success, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made all the anbiya kings and billionaires. But except for two anbiya out of Allah knows how many, hundreds of thousands. Except for two out of hundreds of thousands, which is not even a percentage. I mean, if you try to make a percentage out of it, it would be some 0.000%. Except for two out of hundreds of thousands, all the anbiya had no wealth. They had no money. And we know Islamically that there is no one who is more successful than a Nabi. So success is defined by the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Success comes from actions. This is also true in the purely worldly sense. Who are the successful people in the world? Who make the effort, who have the discipline, who learn, who have knowledge, who study, right? Then they apply this knowledge correctly. People who have compassion, people who have social and communication skills, people who can take other people with them, people who know how to build teams and how to lead teams, people who can inspire others, people who have the physical toughness to withstand hardship, people who actually seek hardship instead of luxury. And remember, I have not mentioned the word religion even once. All of these things are independent of even religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives success to people who have all these qualities in this world, even if they are not Muslim. And I don't have to even give you examples. I mean, there are enough and more examples of people who had these qualities even though they were not Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them huge success. They became very wealthy, they became very influential, they became kings, and so on and so forth. And none of these qualities, if you recall the list of things I said, I did not even mention money even once. Money and wealth is the product of intelligent effort. It is not the cause of anything. I can give you lists, not one list, I can give you multiple lists of people who were born into wealth, and who were born into wealth the like of which you cannot even imagine. You can't even imagine. Can you imagine in your wildest dream, did you ever dream of having gold in your basement, which was in lorries, truckloads of gold bricks and gold coins? Did you ever dream of that? That I will have, if I ask you to make this dua, oh Allah, give me one truckload of gold, you will say this is a mad dua, you know, it's crazy, how can I make? But you know and I know that there was a man who had that kind of gold. Truckloads of gold, I'm not talking about tolas and grams and masha, I'm talking about lorry loads of gold. His grandson is living in penury in a two-bedroom flat in Ankara on his mother's pension. Born into wealth, one generation. Born into wealth like you cannot even imagine in your dreams. Born into wealth, one generation. Everything is gone. Every single thing is gone. Money does not solve anything. Amal solves things. Doing things, working, discipline, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is the reality which is against this figment of the imagination, the deception of the dunya, that wealth solves problems. Kaam maal se nahi bante hain, amal se bante hain. Kyunki kaam ke banane wale ko maal ki zarurat nahi hai. Kaam ke banane wale ko razi karne ke liye amal ki zarurat hai. काम के बनाने वाले को ना तो माल की ज़रूरत है ना तो आपके और हमारे अमल की ज़रूरत है. ज़रूरत तो उसको किसी की भी नहीं है, मगर उसको राज़ी करने का तरीक़ा माल नहीं है, अमल है. माल है भी तो उस माल को उसकी राह में खर्च करना अमल है. वो अमल अल्लाह ताला के पास मकबूल है और अल्लाह उसको पसंद फरमाते हैं, इंक्लूडिंग सेक्रीफाइस. क्या अल्लाह ताला ने कुरान में क्या आयत अल्लाह की क्या है कुर्बानी के ताल्लुक से. अल्लाह कहते हैं कि इसका गोश्त और खून अल्लाह तक नहीं पहुंचता, तुम्हारी नीयत पहुंचती है, तुम्हारा इखलास पहुंचता है. इवन फॉर सैक्रिफाइस अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला व्हाट डिड ही से इन द कुरान, ही सेड द ब्लड एंड द मीट ऑफ द सैक्रिफाइस डज नॉट रीच अल्लाह. ही सेड इट इज़ योर नीयत एंड योर इखलास विच रीचेस अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला. सो इवन व्हेन वी हैव वेल्थ, इट इज़ द अमल, इट इज़ द एक्शन ऑफ स्पेंडिंग दैट वेल्थ in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That action is what creates situations. It is amal which invite diseases. It is amal which invite disasters. It is amal which invite fitnas and tests and tribulations. It is amal which invite problems in our lives and outside. And the dalil for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum, زهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the fasad, the trial, the tribulation, the difficulties, calamities that you see on the sea and on the land is the result of the amal بما كسبت أيدي الناس, the amal that come from the hands of people. It is amals which create these. And it is amals also which solve this, not money. As I said, money will solve it if that money is used, and that is an amal. Money by itself does not do anything. So running behind money is a very stupid way of living life. As I said, money is a result. Money is the result of intelligent effort. And that's the reason why, as I mentioned earlier, even if you are born with money, if there is no intelligent effort, you will finish it. You will finish it. There is no amount of money that cannot be finished. No amount of money. And may Allah protect us, the kind of stories that I keep hearing, because people come to me and tell me these stories, all related only to one thing, which is amal. Which is amal. And that's the reason why it is very important to do our own islah. To correct people, correct yourself, correct others, correct your own children, bring them up properly, because you as parents have been given the authority to write their script of their lives, a script of failure or a script of success. Many times parents will not do what they should do and then they come and tell me or they tell somebody, hamare bache ke waste dua kariye. Dua hum karte, dawa aap karo. Dua se kya hota? If you are not getting your child used to discipline, if you are not getting your child used to, adab, if you are not getting your child, if you are not teaching your child akhlaq, if you are not getting your child used to doing the right priorities, no amount of dua will help him. Believe me, let me make this very, very clear. No amount of dua will help that child. You are scripting the failure and destruction of that child and you are responsible as parents. You are responsible as parents. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, among the people who will be the most regretful on the Day of Judgment are those parents who will see their children being thrown into the hellfire and they will know that they are the cause of that. Allahumma hafizna. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, the meaning of the hadith, he said that the most regretful parents will be those who will see their children being thrown into the hellfire. And they will know that they are the cause. Because of me, my child is in the hellfire. May Allah protect us from this. So let us wake up and stop living these lives of great stupidity. Let us live lives which are worthwhile. And remember that it is the amal. Whether you wake up and go to the masjid for Salatul Fajr is a deciding factor of success or failure. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless all of you and may Allah, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave us a tawfiq to come and pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is the script, this is the indicator. Did I do that today? And that's an indicator of success or failure. It's as simple as that. Amal. Kaam amal se banta hai, maal se nahi banta. So let us be very clear about that. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to see behind these deceptions of the world and look at the actual reality and not be misguided by what shaitan tries to misguide us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives with success and with his pleasure. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman.